Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So yesterday we mentioned this. I think we referenced it. We didn't really go into a lot of details. Rolling Stone is out with a list of the top 100 television shows. They do this. They updated it, right? Because you got new shows every once in a while. You have to update lists that are sort of ridiculous anyway. Now, lists are just lists, right? You're going to agree with some. You're going to disagree with some. You know, 100 greatest guitar players, 100 greatest rock bands, all of these things. Aaron Barnhart, though, is with us. Longtime TV critic, senior editor for Primetimer.com. Welcome back, Aaron. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, thanks, Mark.
So, you know, I would take issue with some of these things. There's a few things that just seem like nonsense in here. Like Schitt's Creek isn't even on the list. And you have Fleabag at number 5, which I did watch a little of Fleabag on Amazon. And it was pretty entertaining. I can't weigh in on the whole series. But you got that ahead of All in the Family, you know, Cheers, The Larry Sanders Show, all these things. What do you make of this list, Aaron Barnhart?
This list was compiled not by a single critic, but by they took sort of a cross-section of people who watch television for a living. So some of them are producers, writer-producers, some are actors, and then they also talked to critics. They did not talk to me. And then Alan Sepinwall, who is the TV critic of Rolling Stone, great critic. He should have a Pulitzer Prize by now. He just has seen it all and knows it all, and I have a high degree of respect for him. And then he wrote the capsules. So it's not Alan's opinion that, like, all of these HBO shows. I mean, I swear, half of the HBO catalog, going back to the Larry Sanders
show, have gone in here.
Is in this list. And so for me, Mark, it's not so much how it was ranked. We can disagree on that. But I got to see some shows in this list that aren't in there. And then there's a preponderance of other shows. The one that I noted was that comedies, network comedies by Michael Schur, who's one of these, you know, Uber producers, writer producers, very funny guy. He gave us Community. He gave us The Good Place. He gave us Parks and Rec. They're all in the list. And there's nothing in here from Chuck Lorre, who is an incredibly talented.
Wait. Are you saying like The Big Bang Theory isn't even on this?
Wow.
Nope.
Okay,
Mom
but
you,
the guy that there. The guy that you just mentioned, Mike Schur, he's on the panel picking these shows. He was one of the people on the panel.
I mean, he's got a lot of love in Hollywood, right? But you know, at a certain point, you know, and there's a lot of Norman Lear in this list too, right? All in the Family and The Jeffersons and Good Times. So. People, you know, and we're having a Norman Lear moment right now. I mean, the man made it to 100, and then he got to sit around and let people throw roses at his feet for 2 hours on ABC last week. So you gotta love the guy, right? But, you know, at a certain point, you gotta say, if I had kind of unlimited streaming subscriptions and could watch any show, what shows should I watch? And I would pick a few shows that are not in this top 100.
Well, so there, who is this? That Jordan Ruimi. I don't want to drag you into the politics, Aaron, if you're not comfortable. But here's what he wrote. I thought this was interesting because they've canceled some shows. So the Cosby Show it's been nullified. It's not on there because of Bill Cosby, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Roseanne gone, not on the list. Louie. That was a great show.
Let's talk about those two shows, right? When Louis came out, it was to rave reviews because Louis C.K. not only starred in them and wrote them, he directed them. And he directed them with a certain indie film elan. He was a consummate auteur, and I believe that his program, coming along when it did, changed the face of comedy. Better Things, which is Pamela Athlon's, he co-produced that with her, Better Things. And, of course, people love Better Things. But, of course, when Lewis had to go, then he was, as you say, written out. And then with Roseanne, I mean, this is a show that, when it came in the late 1980s, reinvented the sitcom, made it more real, made it less phony. It was really the first kind of authentic issues-based sitcom since those Norman Lear sitcoms of the early 1970s, and for that not to be on this list is ridiculous.
Well, so the other thing that this guy points out is that I don't know how you just. Louis was number 22. They ranked it as high as 22, but because Louis C.K. had issues with self-pleasuring.
Oh, in the original 2016 list, they ranked it that high.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. But that was before he, you know, he got canceled. So this guy says this, and I think this sort of sums it up. He says, "I'm a huge fan of Atlanta, but the ninth greatest show of all time, laughable. Fleabag at number five, inclusivity, hashtag. I May Destroy, I've never even heard of I May Destroy You at number 19. Watchmen at number 23. This is simply a rewriting of history. I mean, it's a woke rewriting of history. By the way, what is that show, I May Destroy You?
Yeah. Michaela Cole's earlier show, Chewing Gum, was better. But, you know, this was an emotional, powerful thing about a woman who survives a sexual assault and tries to piece it together. It's some very moody storytelling. But my point is, and by the way, we're having the same discussion over at Primetimer about the Emmys, like how the same two shows get nominated for half the Emmys, and that needs to change. I just think on a list like this, take your top 10 HBO shows and throw the rest out, and let's move on to something else. Basic cable is completely unrepresented in here. Millions of people watch basic cable. Been a lot of good shows on basic cable over the years.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't take issue. There's a funny things that just kind of make me laugh here, like the number 17 is The Leftovers, and I loved that show. I thought it was brilliant, but nobody's really ever seen it. That's another HBO series, I think.
Yeah, well, but that's a good use of a list, right, to call your attention to shows that you may not have noticed. I mean, I put out a whole book called The Primetimer Guide to Streaming TV with 1,000 shows in it, and I can bet most people have not watched most of them. But I think the larger issue here is that many of these shows have not signed off yet. And yes, if you've made it 32 years, like The Simpsons, which is number two on this list, you deserve to be mentioned that high. But as you said, Atlanta hasn't even finished up yet, and they're already being placed at number nine. Trust me, when they do this list in 5 years, it will settle back to its natural position.
Before I let you go, Aaron Barnhart, what should be watching right now? I started Dahmer. I've only watched one episode of that. I kind of got stalled on a bunch of other shows because we have some interesting baseball going on in St. Louis, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's the fun show to watch. You should always watch the Albert Show above everything else. But I would say tonight, pay attention, raise a glass for network TV because it's still around, and CBS is, and they're all launching their new fall shows this week, and tonight is CBS's night to shine because after Young Sheldon and The Ghosts Show, they're putting out a little show called So Help Me Todd, and it's got Marcia Gay Harden in it, who merely is one Grammy away from an EGOT. Very talented actress, works all the time, and she plays the mom, who's a high-powered attorney, and Skylar Austin plays her ne'er-do-well son, who turns out to be her best and most effective private investigator. It's a fun, cozy little legal drama. I think it's well worth a watch. And
oh,
so,
all right.
Yeah, so tune in CBS tonight.
Network television. I'm being forced to watch Amazon for football. I don't know if my TV will go back onto network television.
Get out those rabbit ears. Do what you can.
All right, Aaron, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. You have a great week and weekend.
You too.
All right, take care. That's Aaron Barnhart, who is at Primetimer.com. If you want to buy his book, The Primetimer Guide to Streaming TV.
Get more at 971talk.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.